This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Around the world, people are watching everything that former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger does and says. They're looking for clues to what kind of pope he will be. And they got a chance today as the newly elected Benedict XVI celebrated his first Mass as pope. It was held in the Sistine Chapel, where his fellow cardinals elected him yesterday. NPR's Emily Harris reports from the Vatican. Jubilate
Deo. Pope Benedict XVI made the sign of the cross as he entered the Sistine Chapel this morning. For the first time in public, he carried the staff of the Pope. He followed two lines of cardinals who wore white cassocks, gold robes, and red skullcaps. They took their places at long rows of tables, where yesterday they wrote down the votes that made Cardinal Ratzinger Pope. Cantate Domino omnis terra. The false floor of the Sistine Chapel was still in place, put there to hide electronic jamming equipment designed to keep the voting secret. Pope Benedict XVI led a minute of silent prayer, his eyes closed, his hands on his knees. Speaking at the end of the service, the new pope gave clear indications he intends to follow the path laid by his immediate predecessor, Pope John Paul II.
I seem to feel his strong hand holding mine. I feel I can see his smiling eyes and hear his words, at this moment particularly directed at me. Be not afraid.
He also pledged to continue to modernize the church, unify Christians, and reach out to other religions.
I too want to affirm with decisive willingness to follow in the commitment of carrying out the Second Vatican Council in the wake of my predecessors and in faithful continuity with the 2,000-year-old tradition of the church.
Benedict XVI spoke in Latin, a former requirement in Mass that the Second Vatican Council ended because it was seen as too removed from the faithful. As Cardinal Ratzinger and as the head of the Vatican office charged with defending the faith, Pope Benedict XVI made his views clear. He has been called God's Rottweiler for his fierce stand supporting church traditions and against religious pluralism, local traditions incorporated into Catholic services, and issues of concern to many American and European Catholics, such as women's role in the church and acceptance of divorce. Today, Pope Benedict XVI said he felt both a sense of inadequacy and a deep gratitude in his new position as leader of the world's 1 billion Catholics. He also said he welcomes everyone with love. When his name was announced yesterday on St. Peter's Square, thousands cheered. American Patrick Barron was thrilled, he said, that a real conservative traditionalist was elected.
Oh, it's awesome! It feels such an awesome pope, following an awesome pope like Pope John Paul the Great. This is really amazing. Two awesome popes right after the other. It means that he'll continue the great work of Pope John Paul. I'm sure he'll continue World Youth Day. And he's just an awesome, holy man.
Today, Pope Benedict XVI said his thoughts were especially with the young, and he said he hopes to see many at World Youth Day this year. That celebration was started by John Paul II. This summer, it will be held in Pope Benedict XVI's native Germany. Emily Harris, NPR News, The Vatican.